When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the podcast.
What was that?
That's the podcast bell. Oh. Every time the podcast starts, I ring the podcast bell. Wit's not impressed
That's
by
really
my
nice.
New bell.
Yeah, Wit is looking at Corey Feldman.
Sorry.
Pick up the mic, my man.
Oh, we're
really doing it. All right.
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting at the green light screaming, whoa.
Wait, what is that?
I don't know. Some shit Catatonic Youths posted, but years ago, Clay's blocked this out of his memory.
Yeah.
Me and our friend, me and Clay and our friend Brock would goof on it. And we'd also goof on the singer, the drummer from Under Oath started a side project called The Almost, and he would dance around with a little microphone, and it was really funny. He'd like put the microphone in the, like the corner between his thumb and pointer finger, and he would never like hold it with his whole hand and sing. I don't remember the song, but
hasn't someone from Under Oath responded to you on Instagram or something?
They did. They responded. Yeah, we're sorry about that.
Was it that guy?
No, it was the keyboard guy. Now, they seem to have a pretty good sense of humor about themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, if a band really went through every type of phase, genre, you know, it was them. But now they just look like guys, like normal guys.
They don't look like Proud Boys?
No, they don't look like Proud Boys. They look like just a couple of guys.
Are they still around? Are they touring?
They're around. I think they reunited. They're huge, man. It's funny, like...
The what?
They're huge, Under Oath. They're huge, man. It's funny now the bands who are in, like, kind of like... What would you describe? Metalcore adjacent bands, just like it's the same music in a lot of ways, but they
right,
huh?
I don't know. Keep on going. But this is my new interviewing style.
They don't. It's the same.
Right.
Okay. Right. It's the same music style in a lot of ways, but they don't do the bad clothes. They all just kind of look like they wear like Nikes.
No one does the.
They wear Nike shoes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They look like Urban Outfitters guys. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Instead of Hot Topic guys.
Can I pitch you a band?
Exactly. What?
We do Blood Brother cover band.
Blood Brother.
Yeah.
What, everyone has to eat a burger while they're playing? It's called the Burger Brothers.
I just wanted to be a band called the Burger Brothers.
I think it's a really good
That's
band,
a great
man.
Idea.
What's up, everyone? We're the Burger Brothers.
Put your burger. Let's. One, two, put your burger. Let's go. Yeah.
But that's not the Blood Brothers style, though. I mean, one, two, put your burger. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. With a burger in your mouth doing that. I imagine.
Put a burger in your mouth and dance. Well, they don't. Do they have to change the songs to be about burgers?
Burger, Piano Island, Burger.
Oh. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
And so with the song Crime?
Burger.
They should call it Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
All right, well, that's interesting. I'm down. You know I'm down.
Yeah.
When was the last time you listened to, like, a really good breakdown? Did I show you the Machine Gun one?
Yeah, it's probably the last time I listened to a really good
one. Should I show it to Rod?
Yeah, and then we'll get into the show. This is a little preamble that we're doing right now.
Yeah, we're just doing.
We're just like goofing off. We're like in the green room before the show starts, and you're kind of getting a sneak peek of what you know.
This is what happens in the back room. This is what we do before we start doing the show.
You're getting a little.
We just
peek behind the curtains, which is Rod's used to doing that all the time, but not. He's doing that when he follows girls home.
What?
You got to peek behind the curtains. Here it is. Isn't that good, Rod?
That is pretty good.
It's sick, dude.
Yeah.
And the band is called War From a Harlot's Mouth.
What?
I don't know. All of those bands were so, like, women bashy, kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all the, yeah, you know, the
War
best.
From a Harlot's People Mouth.
Really I've seen that. I've seen them and I beat them. Her up later. At.
Yeah. I've seen War From a Harlot's Mouth and Eat My Dirt, Bitch.
It's I'm really seeing, cool I'm tour. Seeing them. They're, I think, who's opening it? I think it's, what are you saying to me? Yeah. But, like, the bands would really have, like, spoken word parts where they would say, where were you last night?
Yeah. Truly.
The fuck? That's.
Yeah, I mean.
God damn.
You get your heart broken. Then you gotta write
then you go, where were you last night?
Where were you? I never did that, though. My lyrics were always way
You never talked about limpy. Lipstick stains on a guy's shirt?
Nope.
Nope.
Wish I did. Probably would have still been doing it now.
Probably been doing our fucking fifth reunion show after.
Do you remember any of my lyrics in Say Your Last?
I don't remember the bass lines, brother.
All right.
And you played bass in the band.
I remember one of them.
Go for it. That was wrong band. Well, I mean, that was in a song. That was never made it to a song. We broke up the band before.
Oh, we did write the song.
We did write the song, but we broke up the band before.
We got to play it live.
Yeah, because really, we're not into this. So what are we doing today, gang?
Well, me and Clay, Rod didn't, because he doesn't take the podcast seriously. Saw.
Like you guys would even do the podcast if I didn't text what is it you. Called?
You know what? You know,
Dumbest Girl Alive.
Yep, that's the one.
It's a foreign movie called Dumbest Girl Alive. Mm-hmm. And this girl, who directed this?
Trier, Johan Trier or something. I don't fucking know, dude.
Lars von Trier.
Not Lars von Trier, but it's a Trier. Johan Trier.
It's two guys, isn't they?
No, it's one guy, dude. He did
two guys wrote it.
He did Oslo 31 something, Reprise he did.
Yeah,
he did Louder
guy.
Than Bombs.
I
love
this guy.
Jarom Trier or something. I don't know.
Rod, are you finding the name?
Rod, don't correct me.
I'm looking
Jamie,
it up.
Jamie, do you mind looking that up?
Okay.
Pull that up, Jamie.
Joachim Trier?
All right.
It's literally, and who wrote isn't this that stuff? Literally what I had said?
Eskil Vogt?
It's written.
And Joachim Trier.
So it's written by these two guys. And notice when I say guys, okay?
Okay.
Guys, do me a favor. It's been written by two guys. Notice that. Because this movie is not about a guy. It's about a girl.
Excuse me?
It's about a girl, Rod. And this girl's as dumb as a fucking dog.
Is that true?
On all fours.
That's why it's called The Dumbest Girl Alive,
dude.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Where did we see this little flick?
Ooh, I saw it in the theater at the Lamley.
I was right next to you.
Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
With you.
The Pasadena.
We were there for a lot of it.
Pasadena 30?
Yeah, the Pasadena 30.
Uh-huh.
Playing the 30 top films of the
Yep.
Dumbest Girl Alive.
Uh-huh.
The new.
Mostly Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Go Home.
Mm-hmm.
What else is out?
Another movie?
Mr. Strange.
Uh-huh.
That's not out yet.
Well, the trailer for it was at the end of Spider-Man Go Home.
Exactly.
Oh.
And the Goofy movie.
Oh, Jackass.
Plays all year round. Goofy movie.
Mm-hmm. It's always in the top 30. They can't. They go, I
can't
wait,
get rid of that thing.
Can't get rid of it. We want to get rid of it, but.
It's like.
Get it out of the top 30, then we'll talk.
It's like Mr. Brightside. It's always a hit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, the Goofy movie is really great.
Yeah.
And so, the skateboarding one?
Yeah.
No, that's
the second one.
Second one.
Extreme.
This one, they go on a road trip.
Which one's where the which one is of the movies is where this monkey skateboards and he wins most valuable primate?
That's MVP most MVP valuable primate.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So this is Max likes a girl.
I'm thinking about starting a goof criterion thing where I say stuff like most valuable primates are new criterion.
That'd be so funny if you do the DVD cover to look
like you look really good.
Criterion kind of pretentious. Film.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
That's really, it's really good. Laugh,
this would be like a really good.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Account. You should do that.
And please don't take this the wrong way.
Sorry if Clay's taking big pauses because he can't stop laughing.
Yeah, sorry. Don't take this the wrong way.
What's up?
Please don't take it the wrong way.
I ain't gonna.
I might.
You take this idea from me and we'll break your neck.
I'm not gonna, especially based on how much you're laughing.
What are some moves that I can do? Just real quick, just so I can have some ideas. If I see these in your drafts, even in your drafts.
I mean, any Air Bud movie.
I'm grabbing meet you the, by the head and spinning your body around like they do to quail.
Do it a what?
Did they do to quail?
To snap their neck?
They did that. My dad did that when we were hunting. You give them a little toss around, and then they put them in your
everybody's
fucking quail bag.
Favorite pastime is snapping a little guy's neck. Other movies, Meet the Deedles.
Yeah, sure.
Remember that one?
I'm laughing already.
About Dinner for Schmucks.
Oh, yeah. You need it.
Like a really well-designed poster, like a table that's already set.
Yeah.
Handwritten font over it. Okay.
Look who's talking now. It's the dogs. And the baby, the kids are like, what? That used to be us talking.
Yeah. So what movies did we see?
Well, we saw Dumbest Girl Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl.
We said two for Dumbest Girl Around.
Yeah. Two for Dumbest Girl Around. Theater? And Rod said, I can't. Oh, I want to see it. We said, well, you got to find the burgers if you want to see it. You owe us that.
And I said, I'm not going
to. Well, you know, Rod kept on saying, wait, when are you guys going? Wait, shh. What's that? Okay, she's gone. What time are y'all?
He's hiding in a closet. Yeah.
You guys should just maybe text me.
That's true.
So we say, you can come, but you got to find the burgers. And you go, okay, you got there a little late. He's trying to find the burgers.
Yeah.
And we want them hot.
We like pranked him and we like told him all these. Like we were like, I want a burger with a pancake in it.
And so he's got his work cut out for him.
So yeah. We like to do that.
And
this,
I said,
like,
I want my burger piping hot right off the grill.
Yeah.
One minute off the grill.
So he had to set up a grill outside of the Pasadena 30.
Yeah. He's cooking these burgers.
I had to make the
burger. And pancakes.
And a pancake. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
And we're watching Dumbest Girl Alive.
Uh-huh.
And this movie opens up with the most crazy girl. This girl's so dumb, she can't even figure out what job she wants.
Uh-huh.
It shows you going to
and
college.
And the director's like pointing and laughing at her.
The camera work.
And sometimes you see the finger poking on the side of the frame.
It's crazy because you can see the guy poking. Sometimes the camera lens gets fogged up because the guy's holding in his laughter so hard that he keeps breathing into the lens. So anyway, she's so stupid in college, she can't even figure out what she wants to do for a job.
Yeah.
She's doing every major. She wants to be a doctor. She wants to be a photographer. She wants to be an actor. Whatever it is. I don't know, Rod.
I mean, yeah, I don't know either.
She's so stupid.
She's dumb.
Yeah, and then she gets out of school, and she's fucking around, being an idiot.
Uh-huh.
Still?
She's dating a professor or some shit. She don't want to be with him. Uh-uh. She meets some other guy who's a cartoon man.
Uh-huh.
Not like Goofy. He's like a guy who makes Goofy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I was thinking that it would be like a kind of a Roger Rabbit type
of situation. No,
it's no.
Not. Unfortunately, it's not.
Based on how stupid she is, I was like, at any point, she's going to be dating a fucking rabbit who gets bonked on the head by a baby.
Remember that one time we saw the guy who's a cartoonist and we're like thought he was going to be a cartoon, and we both in unison said, "We're like stupid directors, dumbest director alive."
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Because you missed a big opportunity to have a cartoon dog.
Yeah. And so far, I'm watching this movie. Not a lot of laughs.
Not a lot of laughs.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I'm going in saying, this shit better make me laugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've gone through a hard week.
I'm hungry to laugh.
I had a tough week.
Mm-hmm.
Rough week. A lot of emails.
Oof.
You had papers due. And, yeah.
I had papers due. My plumbing's out.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't. I had to really watch what I was eating. If you want to really watch what you eat, just don't have a toilet.
Yeah.
Then you got to really eat clean because you don't want to make them have an emergency.
Because you can't flush.
You ain't flush. You fill it to the brim.
We went over this on the Patreon, and I asked you if you planted a choker in the pipes.
I said I wish. No, I was watching what and I was waking up, walking down to the Highland Cafe. Anybody who saw me down there, that's what I was doing there.
You were taking a shit?
I was making a bit of a mess.
And And they said, whoa, sir, you going to plant a choker in our pipes? Guess again, brother.
I say, don't worry. I've been eating clean because I know my pipes can't handle my choker right now.
My pipes couldn't handle it, so I got to be nice to these other pipes.
I got to eat clean.
Yeah.
He'll clean you out.
Yeah.
Some raw chicken.
You ain't going to pull that one on me again. Not after what happened last time.
I said, this should wetten you up.
Clay's always trying to get me to eat raw chicken. He's done that prank to me too many times where I say my stomach hurts. He said, try some raw chicken, clean your ride out.
I remember going to the sushi place and he go, yeah, he ordered the spicy tuna. Give him the spicy chicken.
Give me a spicy chicken roll.
All poultry. A sushi place, all poultry.
Spicy chicken roll. What's this big whoop?
It's a big whoop.
Give me a spicy chicken roll. They go, sir, that's not healthy. I go, I said, I'm a customer, aren't I? Customer's always right. Now give me that spicy chicken roll. Sir, it's uncooked.
Give me what I asked for.
Dude, uncooked. How good is that, though? Imagine that. Imagine, like, you know, you got your nori and you got your rice. A nice slice of, cucumber,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And then next to it is a nice, clear, translucent chicken. Pink chicken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mmm.
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 Really a little good bit of skin on that?
Mmm. Throwing a bone? Why not?
Yeah, with a bone in.
It's a party.
In.
A little bit of skin on that thing.
Bone,
you know?
In. Just give me that spicy chicken roll bone in, yeah, bitch.
It's a guy that...
It's a boy bitch.
Boy bitch is taking the
word. Anytime I say bitch, it's a boy. I'm talking about a boy bitch. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this girl, she meets a cartoon man. And this guy's drawing these little cartoons. This little wolf's asshole. Yeah.
Do you like this movie so far?
I'm
loving it too.
Every second of it.
You know what Whitney's review of this movie is?
Rockin'.
She said, get this fucking 500 Days of Summer Garden State bullshit out of here.
Really?
Yeah, I think we had another friend that kind of had the same reaction.
Garden State, 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, I see what they mean, but
why? Because it's a thing. Because sometimes takes place they do like a long time.
No, because sometimes they do like a flashy thing, like time is frozen.
Well, see, that's like, what I was saying to our friend Kayla. Is like, normally I don't like that shit.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Pause and like a character can walk through a whole city that's paused. But in this movie, I love that shit.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think
did.
You're in hands of a better director, and then.
You're saying Mark Webb from Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I wasn't even talking about him.
You're talking about Braff?
Yeah, and I felt bad.
Did Braff direct that movie?
Braff directed.
He didn't. I mean,
he did Garden State.
We got to revisit.
I've never seen
Garden State. No.
I watched Garden State when it came out.
I say I feel bad because I've never seen the movie. Because I already had a bad stink on it when it came out, and I was like, I'm not associating myself with this trash.
Here's what I know. When I was 14 or whatever, when that movie came out and I saw it, mm-hmm, and he's wearing a shirt that is a pattern that is the same pattern as the wallpaper, changed my life.
That's his idea, right?
Huh?
That's his idea, right?
I don't think anybody's done it since then.
Oh.
Or no, before people have done it since then, but people I don't think anybody since. Did it before. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty smart, my man.
Also, I mean, even at the time when she goes, you gotta listen to this. They're the Shins. It'll change your life.
You're not hearing people talk about the Shins.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, listen, I'm not dogging.
As a boy in Alabama, I'm like, I got the Shins. Who are the Shins? Fuck is this?
Right. Actually, the Shins are pretty nice.
This is nice.
Yeah, I like
these. What's the movie about? Is it like a...
Garden State?
Yeah.
He goes home. He's an actor who goes home for his mom's funeral. And he kind of just goofs off. Kind of for a few days with his friends from home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just goofing off kind of movie.
And
he meets a girl who's like
pixie manic
mentally
pixie
disabled or something.
What the fuck?
She bonks her head.
She like bonked her head.
She has to wear a helmet because she bonks her head.
What?
Thumbs up with her. I don't know. I can't remember what it is. Like she's got some sort of mental problem, I think. I don't know if it's disabled. It's probably like not the right word. Sorry for saying that. I mean like... she's got some sort of, like, she's like a little something's up with her.
She can be unhinged at times?
She's a bit unhinged.
Right.
In my memory of the movie, she's like, has a baby personality of a
where
baby.
Where sometimes she's like one of those indie girls that drinks with two hands.
Yeah, exactly. She's like sucking on a pacifier.
Wendy did tell me, what was that one girl that had the, she was like during the feast time or feist or whatever that thing, but
Feist, yeah.
But she had the black and white album cover where it was like, it looked like a stencil, maybe it was of her face.
Metric?
No.
Not Joanna. Emily Haynes?
No. Was it Joanna Newsom or?
There's Joanna Newsom is one of them.
There's another one. There's one more.
Zooey Deschanel.
It was something like that, and she was playing the piano, and then she goes,
Oh, fuck, what is her name? She's like, breaks my heart.
She goes,
Regina Spektor.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. And she, in between two songs, she goes, excuse me, I need some water. And a normal cup. She used two hands. This is what Whitney tells
that's
me.
That's where Whitney said, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
That's what a fucking time, dude.
That was it. If you were small and cute,
you bought a fucking.
That was you bought a mansion.
The guys were in fucking cardigans from American Apparel in some bright ass colors, and the girls were drinking drinks with two hands
and talking like this. I'm a baby.
And they had those bangs.
A lot of bangs.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so this girl meets this cartoon guy who draws a butthole on a wolf or something.
That's smart.
Bobcat, yeah. This guy's great.
Rod's taking notes.
He's a bit older. Uh-huh. You know, she's down. She loves this guy. This guy, they hook
but
up.
But he says something.
They hook up as a blast. This guy's like, dude, I don't want to, like, do this because...
You're just going to break up with me. Go
you're going to figure find yourself right when I'm ready to settle down or some shit, and you're going to break up with me. Right. And she's like, you're right, let's break up. And then they decide... Or she's like, you're right. Let's not like keep seeing each other. But then, right away they become a couple. Uh-huh. They have this great relationship.
We follow it. They go.
He sort of though is considering having kids. She's right. Like, I definitely don't want to have kids. She's got to hang out with all of his older friends who are like in their 40s, and she's about to turn 30. It's just so weird.
These fucking houses. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they beautiful houses.
Beautiful fucking houses.
These postmodern architecture and wherever it is. Where are they at?
And there's
Oslo.
Yeah, I think Oslo.
Somewhere on the outside.
I'm sure it's Oslo. You made a movie about Oslo, so
everything's great looking.
Oh yeah,
she's having a hard time though.
Right.
She's got to hang out. Oh,
yeah,
with
this is part of the Oslo trilogy.
She's got to hang out with all these old pieces of shit in their 40s, and she's like, "I'm not even 30 yet, and I don't want to have no damn kids." Fuckers.
Should really try the Silver Lake trilogy. Go on.
Is that what?
Well, he did the Oslo trilogy because he did Reprise, Oslo, and
this one.
Yeah.
So you have two.
Are we
going to
do the Silver Lake trilogy?
I'm a Pasadena boy. No.
But yeah, you're not connected.
Does that kind of fuck it up a little bit?
No.
I feel like I'm an imposter.
What are some other Silver Lake stories to tell?
What about there's a mystery under the Silver Lake?
Yeah, the thing about underneath it.
Yeah, let's have a screening. Us, Civil Dead, and. I mean, that, Civil Dead, and I think there's a movie called Silver Lake about where it's like, oh no, there's like a Miles Teller, Anna Kendrick movie.
Oh yeah. There's a movie called Silver Lake or something like that.
There's one called Echo. There's a couple called Echo Park.
Echo Park's not a bad movie.
The first Echo Park from the 90s.
Yeah, and it's about a gang, I think, and about a mother or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Well, anyway, so she don't want to have no kids. And it becomes like a kind of a problem, but then they're laughing, they're dancing around.
Let's just describe up to the middle, because I do feel bad that people, this is not a movie that's wildly out. Let's just get to the middle, and then we'll leave them with a little cliffhanger.
So she's dancing around, she gets everybody dancing around and being youthful, and then somebody bonks their head on a lamp as if to say, like, our youth is over.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful moment. And then,
and they go home.
You're kind of realizing that she has a hard time. Well, as soon as things start to like feel like they're actually real and going to be permanent, she freaks out. And they go to some sort of event. Oh, it's the guy has a big comic book cartoon release party. Mm-hmm. She stumbles around. She's like, oh my God. And I'm like, this guy, I'm really this guy. And remember, she's an idiot. She's so stupid. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called
The Dumbest Girl Alive. In the World.
She's like, oh God, like I'm this guy's like partner. I don't know, you know? So she walks around. She finds a wedding.
Uh-huh.
She goes to this wedding.
Random wedding.
And this is my favorite section of the movie, probably. One of them. A lot of really good sections. And she sees a guy who's also alone, they talk for a sec. They're both in a relationship, and they don't want to cheat on their person, you know. So they spend all night kind of talking in a way and doing things in a way that is not cheating, but is very flirtatious, mm-hmm. and it is like really entertaining. I guess
they see how how close they can get to pushing the limits while not cheating.
Yeah. So like,
and the night goes on, and
yeah, they like do weird personal things, but like not cheating.
Rod's nodding his head. I wonder what he's nodding about.
They don't inspect any turds or anything like that.
They don't look at any turds?
They don't dig up the septic tank.
Why not?
That's the Rod movie.
I'm confused. I got
a little lost because when
I got a little bit lost.
You're talking about horny stuff, and you just imagine what he would do in a situation like
this. Yeah, and I started thinking about a septic tank.
Exactly. That's where his mind
Well, famously, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. One time, Clay... We tried to put this in our movie, but I think it got cut out. In the Civil Dead. It did get cut out. Have I told this story?
Or did it kick?
We filmed this.
Okay, go for it.
When I was in eighth grade, Clay came over to my mom's house. I just moved to this house. And I had been there. We'd been living there for maybe a week. And it was a new house. And nobody else had ever lived there. And
brand new park.
Clay... Well, I took a crap in the toilet.
As a Clay does.
And
sometimes I've crapped in a toilet before.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. How many do you think?
Small world.
Ballpark. How many toilets do you think you crapped in? Ballpark. We're going around the room.
I think it has to be 1,000.
I was going to say 100 for me.
I would say 100 for you. I haven't been into 1,000 houses. Where have you been?
Yeah, what the fuck? But like
public restrooms and...
Rod.
I think 1,000 makes sense.
I actually just believe realistic for Rod.
For Rod, yeah. Because he's pooping everywhere.
You're pooping every day.
I'm pooping every single day.
Once every couple weeks.
I'm like a four times a week at max. what do you say, Lenny?
So Clay, something happens to my toilet as soon as Clay flushes.
Sorry.
And it's bad news. Oh, yeah. Stinks are coming up everywhere. The grass gets wet with brown out front. They got to come. Clay's there. He's watching in shock.
Yeah.
All the color drained from his face. They come. They remove the septic well tank thing that we had. It was like well water kind of situation. Clay's mom comes and picks him up. He leaves with his head hanging low.
Yeah, so embarrassed.
For what the mess he's made.
I never make a choker, and apparently I thought I would just wipe too much.
You choked the whole system.
I choked it with my papers.
Nope. The guy comes up hour after Clay leaves, and there's a giant 10-foot hole in my front yard. Says the pipes were filled with Q-tips. And I remember a few days before that, I just went to town with some Q-tips because I liked how it felt. And
he liked how it felt when he wiped his ass with them.
It does feel like that. It might feel good. But no, this was in my ears. I filled that toilet pipe to the brim, man, with Q-tips. And I never told Clay when I went back to school that it was actually me who did it.
That's embarrassing.
Clay's thinking it's his turn this
I've already time. I already did my time for my embarrassment. You don't want that to go to waste.
Well, yeah, but I that probably would have relieved you a bit.
I guess so, but then you had to be embarrassed, and it's just no.
Yeah, but I'm not embarrassed of that. What's embarrassing for me?
I mean, it's a little bit embarrassing that you decided to flush down your Q-tips.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is embarrassing.
Yeah, your family spend money because you didn't know to throw them away?
That's true. So in the Civil Dead, though, I think I explained that to you as like that's like one of the last times we hung out when we were kids.
Yeah.
Clay said, I'm not even going to edit this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, for $1 million a year, each year you get $1 million and you do whatever you want. And you can say no to it at each year, at the beginning of each year, but each year you have to make a decision. Yes, you're going to do this or no, you're going to do this. That you're not going to do this for $1 million. For $1 million, you have to, every time you poop, you have to wipe with a Q-tip. And we'll give you a flushable kind of Q-tips.
So I got to just keep Q-tips on me?
Yeah.
And
you know what that year would be? The year of bread. Just a lot of white bread.
And no tushies. No tushies, no nothing like that. You have to get clean.
Can I dip in the tub?
One tub. There's no way you could stop me from
Can I dip my rump in the tub?
That seems like an easy out.
How often can I shower?
You can only shower three times. No, four times a week.
Four times a week?
I could do it. I'd do it. Yeah, $1 million.
A million is a lot of money.
Imagine how many short films we could make.
I know.
And I could do that every... I mean, I do that.
You can re-up. You can re-up every year.
I do it 3 or 4 years. I don't never have to work. I don't have to do anything ever again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do that. Yeah, it's. I mean, it's nasty. I don't know how I'm going to clean up the whole that mess with a Q-tip.
I wouldn't be like. I just don't have to leave the house.
Can I spread and hose myself?
No, dude. You are allowed 4 showers.
I can't. A just, week. 4 showers.
Can
a
one
week,
of those though. Showers be that I spread and hose?
Yeah, but you're wasting a shower.
Dude, I was showering in my hose outside. Mm-hmm. It was awesome, to be honest.
Hose shower?
It was freezing.
I would shower
for like 1 minute.
That's not
because my water got turned off, but for some reason the outside.
You're starting the story weird because you're supposed to start it with like, dude, I did this awful thing that was no fun.
Well, it was interesting. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if it was awesome, but
I would have gone to the gym and showered.
Well, it was nighttime. I didn't want to go to the gym at nighttime. I'd been skating all day. My water got turned off because of this plumbing issue that we're having. So the hose outside, though, working like a dog. So I bring my soap out there, and I just crank that hose on. Take a shower, dude. It was cool.
Why don't you fill up your hot tub?
Because the hot tub doesn't fucking work, right? It's never worked. I got it to go up to 99 degrees. Well,
what's the return policy on this?
Ain't no return policy.
You can't even
make it off Amazon.
Can't even make it like a warm tub?
It's a warm tub, but it takes
how much does it cost for a legit?
It's like $5,000, and that costs maybe $500.
Oh God, damn! We gotta get some money for you to get a real hot
Clay.
Tub.
Clay has prime hot tub backyard.
Yeah, I do.
Are you gonna get a hot tub?
I could.
Clay would never use.
I don't have the $5,000 to cover it.
Also, when would you actually use a hot tub?
Every freaking night, brother.
That's what they say.
Could I
they
get in a
say.
Hot tub?
Huh? Yeah.
I'll wait for your... You're gonna fucking... To brown up your... You're gonna...
To clean your crown?
You're gonna fill your fucking hot tub with gravy? Yeah. Like, come on, dude.
I guess that's all right. Chlorine, man.
Yeah, the chlorine
doesn't kill gravy, dude.
You
got
it does kill gravy.
I don't think so, dude.
Chlorine kills gravy.
Look it up.
If you're so confident, I'm gonna take you to a Holiday Inn...
I believe the science.
Remember when I shit the bed? Literally.
When?
Not figuratively.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this, for sure.
Okay. But we can talk about it again. It's fine.
No, I wasn't there, is what you're...
The when time I shit the bed.
Okay. With your old ex, Pam.
With my ex, Pam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't need to talk about
it. You don't need to talk about it, but... Okay. You know what? Let's do a brief...
Okay, I shit the bed with my ex-girlfriend and...
And this is a girlfriend that is the type that would not enjoy that in any fashion.
I'd say most girlfriends wouldn't enjoy it.
Sometimes, but not even in a funny, they weren't like...
I feel like fun. If I shat the bed, Whitney would be like, babe, okay, you know. She wouldn't hound me for it. I wouldn't
wash the sheets.
Well, I shit the bed and I had to stay really still because I didn't
want to. And I say, if you want the sheets washed, you know where it is.
And you say, woman.
Poop is all the way up to my neck.
And you say, you got it. And you say, you vile woman.
You vile woman.
Anyway, we told the story. It's fine.
It's fine. Did she like it? That you?
She loved it every second of it.
She's like, I feel like a pig.
I just want some of that pig slop. What's in there? Feels like pot roast.
What is in there?
It looks like pot roast, but it's not. It's just like apple cores. Oh, you know, I found out why pigs prefer apple cores.
What's that?
Because this is an old, I think pre-podcast.
Is this an
thing.
Old wives' tale?
Yeah. Pigs, you only ever see them eating an apple core. You never see them with an apple. And pigs like the apple core more than the apple because the smell is, it's like more potent.
Because it's been...
Because the skin has been broken.
Oh, I was thinking because if they got a full apple, they're going to get cooked.
That's true. Have y'all ever had a pig where you see the whole pig with the apple in its mouth?
I really would like to say yes, but I don't know if I've had
I did when I was a kid. I remember walking by
a luau. Where you had a luau?
You want me to eat that? Now I was at a pumpkin carving contest where when I was like six, maybe even younger, and they I just carved like a jack-o'-lantern face that I thought was a pretty good job.
You try to scare your friends with that?
No, it wasn't. It was like there was adults involved. It was more of my dad's thing. Uh-huh. And there was somebody who had like a Batman Forever stencil. And it looked so cool. And I was so jealous. It wasn't a question mark.
Coin flipping?
No, it was like Batman. It was Batman doing something. It, similar to that mug you gave me.
Like taking out the trash? What was he doing?
He was like... with his cape, like, kind of covering up part of himself. Doing
his classic Batman poses.
Did his pants fall down? Is that why he did that?
Could have been. We don't know.
Who's covering this pumpkin? This is crazy.
I don't know. My dad's friend, probably named Mitchell or something.
Yeah.
Well, something like that.
Mitchell's pretty good.
Yeah, those are my dad's friends were, like, Mitchell, Marcus, Mike.
What do you give the movie?
10 out of fucking 10.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good, isn't
stoked
it?
Stoked on this.
Yeah, it's 10 out of 10. I liked it.
Dumbest girl alive.
She's so good. Rob, what do you give the movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
Rod, so Rob was making burgers. We walked out just in time for them to be piping hot. Clay had his pancake on the burger. How was that? That does sound good.
It was good and bad. Good that the burger was good and bad that I didn't have an excuse to hit Rod.
And now, was the pancake a bun? Or was it just like...
No, pancake was right.
Topping on the burger.
Don't fuck with the burger bun. That goes taste on the burger.
When y'all get a burger, do you like the burger bun to have the seeds in it? I love that.
I do actually like that.
What, Clay?
I think I like the ones that are brioche.
Well, that's good, too.
But I do like sesame seeds on my fucking burger.
I kind of like that potato bun that the...
That's
Shake Shack,
good.
The
too.
Shake Shack, they got the potato bun. That's good.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
It's just the regular one at Shake Shack.
Okay.
So you have had that, you liar.
No, I never had that.
You've never had Shake Shack?
Oh, I have. We said it's a regular one, and it's made out of potatoes?
It's a potato bun, yeah.
How? How'd they do it?
Right, explain yourself.
I don't know how it works.
You put potato in the french fries.
You're a nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
You're a fucking nincompoop.
I'm sorry, you're right. I give the movie 10 out of 10.
Good, dude. God,
fucking Jesus. Worst person alive.
What were you seeing next, Drive My Car? Are we finishing all these Oscar buzz movies?
I saw Drive My Car.
How was it?
It was great. Did you see it?
No, I'm going to see it soon.
Drive My Car. Here's what... If the movie delivers as far as driving his car goes, the A drive.
That's what I was hoping for. That it would
you see,
that.
You want to see somebody in real time drive from Pasadena to L.A. or the version of that? That's wherever they are. You will.
Mm-hmm. Is snow involved?
There's snow.
I fucking love
eventually.
That.
You want to see somebody walk to the top of the hill?
Wide
in
shot,
the
and they cover it from angle.
And you see the whole walk up that hill. Ooh, this is your movie.
Clay's excited.
And then there's obviously there's a really whole through line with like a famous actor who's like a problem.
Do you like this guy?
Love this shit.
I love the director. Do you like that guy?
I love that.
Yeah, I like the director a lot.
So should we talk about Drive My Car in another episode?
Next episode we'll cover it.
Okay, because I have a good Drive My Car.
Okay,
story
I'll watch
about
Drive
when
My
I
Car.
Watched it.
Yeah,
so watched it alone.
We're gonna see your Drive My Car. I think I'm gonna see the Lamley, the Pasadena Lamley.
It might be a good idea to plan the movies we're gonna talk about.
All right, so we'll do Drive My Car.
Okay.
What about Power of the Dog?
I haven't seen that.
And then
the
next one after that is definitely gonna be Batman.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should do a three part Batman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it should be a beat, yeah.
Let's do a Batman post-movie. Uh-huh. Then we'll do a bring the podcast equipment into the movie and watch Batman talk about it.
What about... in the sick, twisted thing I thought about?
Huh?
What if we do a one more live show?
A what?
Live show.
Okay. What will we watch?
I don't know. I feel like we missed the boat with the fucking latest Woody movie. That would have been a great live show.
Oh yeah.
You want to do it on Twitch?
Yeah, but no. I'm going to a Legion all the time now, and I'm going like.
Did you go again?
Yeah.
For what?
The Kyle and Anna show, Goopy.
They pranked. Oh, okay. They pranked me.
Oh yeah, what did they do to you?
They made him not look at porno for 5 minutes. And dude, he was screaming. I was like scared.
No, it's just a show that I didn't realize I was gonna be so involved in. I was actually involved very much.
The whole show.
Did you like how they made you look? They gave you a makeover?
Yeah, they gave me a makeover.
And so they asked me if you would be comfortable cutting your hair, and I said, I don't know, I think you're pretty excited with how your hair is looking.
I do actually really like my hair, and our friend Avalon, she almost cut my bangs, gave me bangs, just like a nice.
But
she,
and you said no, don't do that.
No. He was allowed. I agreed to do it
only because I guess I agreed to do whatever Anna and Kyle wanted me to.
Oh, okay.
But then she just gave me braids instead, which were really nice.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
So gang, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll never do that. Do the Woody Awards. Seems like something we would do. I don't know. I don't even know
how do we even set up. I don't know how to do a live show.
The problem with Woody Live is that movie is so bad, and we already covered it. And then what's the other one? Rainy Day in New York is so bad, we already covered it.
Yeah.
What's the one before that?
We did. But the Wonder Wheel? The live show that we did.
We did not do Wonder Wheel.
We did the movie.
The Daddy.
Yeah, we did Daddy.
I Love You, Daddy.
And Daddy is really bad. And that was fun to do live.
He's got another one coming out soon.
I know, but it's going to be a long time. I don't know if we can. But is it like. I was thinking, do we do a Batman show? This is what we talk about outside of the podcast. Anywho, gang.
Yeah, y'all let us know.
Y'all let us know what you want us to do. And if we do a show at the Legion, tell us if you'd actually go. If you say no, you won't go to that.
We could just watch a good movie and do our best to. Recount it.
Well, what about Batman then? Is that too soon?
Batman at the Elysium.
Well, I don't know if we got time to schedule that.
That's true. All these fucking comedians taking up spots. Too many fucking comedians.
We gotta let them know it's podcast time.
I don't think there's enough comedians.
What? You gotta be like, hey, no more clowns. It's podcast time.
You quit clowning around, you fools. We gotta talk about dumbest idiot alive.
What really matters, gang. Okay. That's it, gang. That's the podcast. Can you believe that we did another one about a great art house film that I think you should all see? And I think it's only in theaters right now, so go to your theaters, because I know that all of our fans live in major cities. Okay. Anything else, gang? You want to promote anything?
Nope.
Okay, right.
No, I don't got nothing.
Okay, bye.